One on Crick Info Talk.
Hello and welcome to Crick Info Talk. I'm Andrew Miller. Last night, the England team flew out to begin their test tour of Sri Lanka, and shortly before they left, I caught up with Paul Collingwood at a Vodafone function in West London. Here's what he had to say.
Well, Paul, you're on your way to Sri Lanka again this afternoon, but obviously only a month ago you were out there as captain and a victorious captain as well. It must have been a very proud tour for you, that one.
Yeah, it was. It was very satisfying, I think, from a captain's point of view. The way the guys approach it, and the way they learned, I say from the mistakes that they made in the first one day, but learned from what they did well, what the Sri Lankan bowlers did well, and how they approach it. And it was really for the skill levels to be so high and to come back the way we did and to win that series was, as I said, from a captain's point of view, was very, very satisfying.
How much can you take out of a one-day performance when going into a test series like this?
I think, well, most of the guys who were involved in the one days are obviously going out in the with the test squad, so I think it'll be fresh in our minds, obviously. So the confidence levels will be high. It's obviously a different format of the game altogether. Muir Lutheran's back for them, which is a big thing for Sri Lanka. But, you know, as I said, we've got the belief there. We've got a lot of the guys who did well in the one days, and we're applying them same skills and putting them into the test cricket. And so certainly there'll be a lot of belief there.
And Michael Vaughan back as captain, of course. Clearly, you're quite happy to make way for a man like him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's very much the master when it comes to captaincy. You know, I've learned a hell of a lot of Vaughan over the past few years and will continue to do so. So look forward to getting back into the ranks and, you know, trying to fulfil my role as a batsman and catcher and maybe bowl a few doubles, but I've always, in the past few years, been seen as a kind of a senior member of the squad, and that'll not change. Hopefully, I can still in the nets create that enthusiasm, the energy.
And for you, this tour brings you full circle because, of course, you made your debut on the last tour to Sri Lanka. How have you changed in the 4 years since?
Yeah, very good question. I think what I remember from that tour, I mean, I've obviously got fond memories from Sri Lanka, make me test every year out in Goa. It was very much a scrap. I remember all three games were a scrap. I played in two of them, but it was a real hard-fought series. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on top that time around, but hopefully we're better off for that kind of experience. We have been successful out here in the past. We've won a series out there, so you know it's not to say we can't go to Sri Lanka and win. So I think we can go there with a lot of confidence. I think hopefully as a player, as an individual, I've improved a little bit since that 4 years ago, and I look forward to getting them same challenges what I had 4 years ago and hopefully overcoming them this time around.
Clearly, you have been very successful on the subcontinent since then. Slow wickets, able to shovel over the leg side. I mean, you do enjoy batting in those conditions.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy the challenges of the subcontinent, the turning wickets, men around the bat. You know, it's my kind of a game. You're in a proper scrap when you're playing them conditions. Obviously, the heat comes into it as well. You're sweating all the time, the sweat running down your face. And just the whole feeling about playing out there is a true scrap. So I enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge of it all. And one that I think, you know, we can be very confident that we come away with something from Sri Lanka.
And Sri Lanka themselves are having a tough time in Australia. Obviously, England know all about that. But opening batsmen calling their selectors Muppets. And is there anything you can read into sort of issues that they've got?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. You know, we'll obviously be concentrating on what we can do out in Sri Lanka. We'll have our game plans. Be interesting to see what kind of confidence they have coming back from Australia. As you said, we've obviously experienced that. It's not nice going to Australia and not coming back with anything. So, you know, we'd be pretty confident we can go out there and do the things that we know we can do well and we'll see what happens.
And this is a first test tour for Peter Moores, taking over from Duncan Fletcher, of course. How have you found him different since he took over in May?
I don't, to be honest with you, like comparing the two coaches. I always think when you start comparing people, you're looking at people's weaknesses and then other people's strengths, and I don't see it as that. And Peter Moores has been fantastic since he came into the job. His enthusiasm has been excellent, and everybody's enjoyed working with him. Likewise with Fletcher. Fletcher took English cricket to the next level, and I've always been good friends with him as well. So it's two very, very good coaches, but obviously got different styles.
And obviously he's brought a few new faces into the squad. I mean, the likes of Graham Swan and your teammate Phil Mustard. I mean, what do they bring to the setup?
Yeah, Phil's a great character. He's got plenty of energy and enthusiasm. He's got boundless potential there. I mean, he's an exciting player. He can keeps it very simple. So he's a great member to have in the squad. And looking forward to, you know, if he gets his chance, see what he can do on the Test arena.
And one man missing out, Andrew Strauss, obviously a winter off. He's been touring pretty incessantly for a long time. Do you think he'll come back a refreshed player for this?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, Strauss is a very talented player. We all know that. He knows that. But, you know, it's maybe a break will do him the world of good, maybe getting away from the game. Obviously, he's going to go and play some cricket in South Africa. And I'm sure he'll be very successful out there and he's got an opportunity now to better his game and to work on the things that you sometimes don't have the opportunity to do when you're on the treadmill all the time. So he'll bounce back. He's a strong character. He's a great lad. And he's a great team member as well. So I'm sure he'll be back in the future.
And just finally, obviously you yourself have just come off a rare month off. How have you spent your time away from cricket?
A rare month. I wish it was 4 weeks. We were back in training 2 weeks ago and had the old three-day session at Loughborough. And to be honest with you, once you get past that first week of being back home, you're itching to get back out in the and play cricket again. So you do mentally switch back on probably a little bit earlier than you would like. But it's been nice to be at home and obviously spend with the family and do the things that you can't do when you're on tour. And so it's been a really refreshing last few weeks.
Well, thanks very much for your time and best of luck.
You've been listening to Crick Info Talk.
You are listening to Crick Info Talk.